From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Governor Newsom is pushing for state workers to spend more days in the office, an order that has run up against a weight of pushback from unions. State workers are currently mandated to be in the office 2 days a week. Last summer, Newsom upped that requirement to 4 days, but it never took effect and has been the subject of tense negotiations between the state and labor groups, notably SEIU Local 1000, which represents the largest share of state workers. The governor's return to office is scheduled to take effect in July, but this fight doesn't look to resolve anytime soon. Last week, SEIU demanded 100% remote work for eligible employees, as well as stipends and free parking for workers who have to return to the office. We reached out to the California Department of Human Resources, which sent us a statement saying it doesn't speak about ongoing negotiations, but looks forward to bargaining in good faith with SEIU in the weeks ahead. In a moment, we'll be joined by SEIU. But first, Cap Radio State House politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald is here to get us up to speed on where things stand. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Vicky.
Okay, so remind us how this all started. Why does Governor Newsom want state workers to head back to the office full time?
Yeah, just to lay some background here, Newsom has pretty consistently cited downtown revitalization as the main reason why he wants state workers to return to the office. And he argues having state workers work in person, downtown Sacramento, other metropolitan areas, it's going to help local businesses, help downtown Sacramento return to what it was before the pandemic. So state workers returned to in-person work 2 days a week during the summer of 2024. And now last year, March 2025, he ordered them to 4 days a week starting July 1st. That's been bumped up to this July now in 2026.
Because of those negotiations.
Yes, exactly.
So there are close to 250,000 state workers across California. Does this apply to all state employees? Who are we talking about?
Yeah, it implies to all state workers that serve in a department that allows telework, right? So, I mean, you do have like CHP and CDCR staff and forestry workers that this doesn't really apply because remote work is not part of what their jobs are. But around 90,000 of those 250,000 state workers, they work here in the Sacramento region. And it's a whole host of state workers, policy analysts, engineers, scientists, attorneys, administrators, subject matter experts, you name it.
You mentioned that it was delayed. What's behind the delay?
Yes. So it was supposed to take effect last year. Newsom issued this 4 day a week return to office. There was a lot of pushback, and I know we had some coverage, on that for Cap Radio, as there were a lot of protests at CalHR and down by the swing space, and unions were able to successfully negotiate a delay through collective bargaining.
So in a moment, we'll be joined by SEIU. How significant is this union in the overall state workforce?
Very significant. Like you said at the top, it's the public sector union that represents the largest share of state workers in California. That's about 96,000 state workers, and that's out of the 250,000 workers total. So quite a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and you have been following this. I mean, this has been a months-long negotiation between the state and between unions like SEIU. What stands out to you about the arguments for and against a return to office?
Yes. So, and I know we have Gina from SEIU who is going to be able to give a much more first person, look into this. But just briefly from what I've heard through my reporting, a lot of state workers say they've benefited from having the flexibility of being able to work remotely a few days a week, that they save money on commuting, gas, parking, childcare. A lot of them are parents. They want to be able to have that flexibility. And then a lot of them also told me that being able to telework was actually a big draw to working a state job. It's no secret that state workers' salaries aren't very high. And so having that as that telework option is a real added benefit that maybe helps them stay in these positions that they're passionate about the work. But, it kind of makes that calculation worth it for them. And then those opposed to continue telework, we've heard a lot about people saying we need downtown to return to what it was before the pandemic. A lot of businesses have closed for a variety of reasons, and that this is really forcing businesses that are remaining to make tough decisions about whether to close their doors. And then, of course, there are also people that say that in-person work increases productivity. Before the pandemic, remote work was not a thing for state workers. I worked for the state at that point, and I remember it was 5 days a week, and remote work was just not an option. And so there is definitely a school of thought within those who work for the state that this is the way the state should be conducting public business.
Well, since the downtown corridor is a focus of the argument for that the governor wants state workers to return to the office, you mentioned there are 90,000 state employees who work in and around Sacramento. When you talk to local businesses in downtown Sacramento about how they're faring, how do they view this debate over telework?
Yeah, it was kind of a mixed, I kind of got mixed responses, to be honest. I think I asked a lot of business owners on K Street primarily how they feel about Newsom's mandate. So, for example, one of those people was the co-owners of Capital Books, the bookstore downtown by the light rail on K Street. He told me they haven't really been impacted by the lack of state workers. They're continuing to see their business grow. He also said that he was very skeptical about the idea that calling state workers back into the office would fix like the host of complex issues that face downtown, including homelessness. But for restaurants I talked to is a very different story. I think that they do really rely on people being around the area on a regular basis. They rely on that consistent lunch rush that they say they're not really getting anymore, people going out after work, which is not happening in the same way that it did before the pandemic. And so some that I talked to said, yeah, I mean, if people were required to be here, I feel like I would have more of a reliable business.
So as this is still unfolding, there's now legislation related to telework. What would this bill do as it makes its way through the legislature?
Yeah, the bill, it would require each state agency to develop its own telework plan and facilitate remote work options that are beneficial to both employees and taxpayers. The author is Democratic Assemblymember Alex Lee, and he represents part of Silicon Valley, where private sector telework is the norm, and it has been for many years. He also pointed out to me that a state auditor report estimated that continuing telework for state workers could actually save the state around $225 million in real estate and facilities costs. So those are big pressures behind the bill. It would also require the state to create kind of like a web dashboard where you could track and calculate the taxpayer benefits of state worker telework, right? Like it would track decreases in miles traveled, emissions, operation costs, things like that.
Did this bill take shape in direct response to the negotiations taking place? Who are the main backers behind this bill?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's really in response, I think, to Newsom's executive order, and all of these unions are backing the measure. And I'll just note some of them there. I mean, we've already mentioned SEIU, which is the biggest one, but you also have AFSCME 2620, CAPS UAW, that's the California Association of Professional Scientists. Then you have the California Attorneys and Administrative Law Judges and the Professional Engineers in California Government all backing this bill.
So what are the next steps for this bill?
It's currently in the Assembly Committee on PERS, Public Employment and Retirement. It's awaiting a hearing, and that'll probably take place later this month. So has yet to have its first vote.
How much support does it have from lawmakers across the aisle?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we'll really see when it has that first stress test in committee. I think a lot of lawmakers I've spoken to see the benefits of this. And I'll also note that it has bipartisan support. You have Alex Lee, who's one of the most progressive left-leaning lawmakers in the legislature. And then Republican Assemblymember Josh Hoover, who represents Folsom, where a lot of state workers work from home, is also a co-author on this bill. So, yeah.
Yeah. But the governor, I know we're not there yet, but if lawmakers pass this bill, as we know, the governor does have a right to veto it. Has he weighed in on this specific piece of legislation? Do you know if that would happen?
Yeah, he does have final say, as with any bill that makes it to his desk. I asked him about it at a press conference for an unrelated event recently, and he said he was aware of the bill, but he seemed pretty steadfast in his decision that July 1st is really what he has his sights set on. So it sounds to me, and, you know, this will be part of the next conversation, that, you know, the bill is one avenue, but, you know, ongoing bargaining is another that might take precedent in that case.
Yeah, and there's a lot of weight behind SEIU. For people who don't work in state workforce, or maybe they're not as familiar with SEIU, I mean, you mentioned it's the largest employee union for state workers. How big is their influence in California politics?
Yeah, it's incredibly influential union. I think SEIU, it's just very powerful entity, labor in general, but this is the biggest public sector union in California. And with the Democratic supermajority in the state legislature, it's seen as a very friendly place for labor. And so, yeah, it definitely has a lot of political clout.
Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that is Cap Radio State House politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald. As I mentioned, we reached out to the California Department of Human Resources. They say that they respect the confidentiality of the bargaining process. They don't speak on ongoing negotiations. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the months-long negotiations over Governor Newsom's return to office mandate for state workers. Now we're going to hear from the union bargaining on behalf of state employees. Gina Garcia-Smith works for the California Department of Education and is a job steward with SEIU Local 1000. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So how are you involved with SEIU? What does a job steward do?
So a job steward really just helps represent my coworkers. So if there's any issues with my employer, I can be there on their behalf. I also, just organizing as well as part of that, and just communication for within my agency.
Okay, so you have a good gauge of how SEIU employees are feeling or members are feeling. So how are they feeling right now as negotiations are progressing?
We're all really optimistic. We really like SEIU Local 1000's initial proposal around telework. I think telework is a hugely galvanizing issue for my coworkers. We're really motivated by it. And I think that we really are excited to see where this can take us.
So the requirement as of now is for state employees to work 2 days in office. How has that been going? It's been now, what, a year and a half in?
Well, I think through the pandemic, we proved that we can really effectively do our jobs 100% remote. We provided excellent services through remote work throughout the pandemic. When we went back 2 days a week, that didn't change. We continued to provide those excellent services as California state employees. Mm.
Do you like going back 2 days a week?
I don't personally feel like it is essential for my role. And the reason behind that is just because a lot of what I do is statewide. So I'm not collaborating with people here in Sacramento or in the office. I am collaborating with county offices of education, with school districts throughout the state of California. We really do, all the way through the Oregon border to the Mexican border. We really support our agencies.
How has the job changed post-pandemic? I mean, I remember before COVID, I didn't even know what Zoom was. I mean, so how has the job changed where, I guess, going along your argument that you might not need to go back to work 4 days a week?
Great question. I think the nature of work has fundamentally changed. I started at the California Department of Education in 2017. So I worked there previous to the pandemic, and everything was really hard copy forms that we had to turn in, physical folders. Everything that moved was a paper. And what was great about the pandemic is it really did pull state agencies into the 21st century. And so for the first time, we're able to use things like Zoom. We didn't even have a Zoom subscription before in my agency. So having Zoom, having all of these online collaboration platforms like Teams, Microsoft Teams, all these things really allow us to do our work effectively. And I would say, honestly, more effectively, because we're able to have a wider reach and really reach everyone that we support throughout the state of California, because a lot of our work is beyond Sacramento.
Yeah. Well, Governor Newsom still wants you to go back to work 4 days a week. If that does take effect come July, what are your main concerns?
My main concern is around attracting and retaining high quality state workers. We know that wages as a state worker have not kept up. A lot of us require advanced degrees for the work that we do. And, other jobs really do provide more of a pay incentive. So adding a commute and all of the costs that go along with that, especially with soaring gas prices like we have currently, really is going to take a hit. And I do believe that a lot of folks who really honestly are best workers are going to be the ones that we don't keep. And these are people who have other options, who could go elsewhere. And I've already lost excellent state workers who have left because of the 2 day.
Hmm. So I understand that you're a job steward. So you're not at the bargaining table, in the thick of these negotiations. But I would like to get your thoughts on SEIU's proposal, because, of course, it does affect you. And the union posted it online last week. So It's demanding full-time remote work for eligible employees, but for those who have to return to the office, parking at no cost, a daily commuter stipend of $25 where public transit isn't readily available, a monthly stipend of $500 for employees who work in high-crime areas. It's unclear how that will be determined. And another daily stipend of $25 to invest in downtown and local businesses, going off what Laura was explaining in response to the governor's argument that a return to office will help with revitalization and help local businesses. So before the pandemic, going to work in office was standard for many state workers. I mean, you did lay out that the job has changed some in recent years. But how has your life changed post-pandemic to need this additional support?
I think a big part of it is just the costs of living have increased greatly. I don't know what state workers are going to be spending $20 on a sandwich. We really just don't have the expendable income to be able to single-handedly save downtown Sacramento. State workers are, you know, not keeping up with the cost of living in terms of our wages, and this would be a huge added cost for us. Also, I mean, the reality is that we're doing the job effectively. So why bring folks back when the job is getting done and well?
This proposal from SEIU seems pretty opposed to what the governor wants. Is there any avenue where you'd be willing to see some compromise?
I'm luckily not the one who has to make that decision. I really hope that we push for this. I think we have proven that we are effectively serving California remotely, and I hope that we will continue to push for this full proposal.
Finally, Gina, before I let you go, I mean, for those who aren't state employees, it's a big workforce here in Sacramento, but, you know, other taxpayers who travel to work, teachers, nurses, those who work at grocery stores, other office workers, what would you like them to better understand about what's this debate and these negotiations that are going on?
Great question. I am a former middle and high school English teacher, so I used to serve in the classroom, and there are some jobs that do need to be done in person. And what I'd like them to understand is that nobody wants to be stuck in traffic on the way to work, and fewer cars on the road means more open freeways. Your commute time is less. And so really, if we can give you the services as, you know, California citizens that you need from a remote perspective, it's a win for you. It's going to save your tax dollars money, and it's also going to save you time in your daily commute.
Have you lost anything by working remote in terms of like work culture and working alongside employees?
I was concerned about that initially, but I really haven't. And I think what I've gained is having coworkers from across the state. So we've been able to actually recruit folks from all over the state now, which didn't used to be the case, which means that we have, you know, stronger team that understands the context of, for example, a rural area or Southern California. And every you know, county has its own needs. So I think that's gained some strength. And then with all of our collaboration platforms, we're still able to really effectively meet and, you know, collaborate remotely.
Gina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Gina Garcia-Smith works for the California Department of Education and is a job steward with SEIU Local 1000. The union is currently in months-long negotiations over Governor Newsom's return to office mandate for state workers at 4 days a week, which is scheduled to take effect in July. We did reach out to the California Department of Human Resources, CalHR, and in a statement, they say that they respect the confidentiality of the bargaining process. They do not speak on ongoing negotiations, but they look forward to bargaining in good faith with SEIU in the weeks ahead. Up next, for over 40 years, Full Belly Farm has been a gem in the Capay Valley. We'll talk to the farmers behind their new book that chronicles the stories and the recipes that have come out of Full Belly's long history. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.